Ellie Wogan.
You're right.
Olivia Denneke.
Olivia Hood.
Carson Lyons.
Maggie Leach.
Reagan Van Wyk.
Very good. Let's get started, shall we? We are here with the Pella Girls golf team following the conference tournament, placing fourth, and a very busy season really over the last couple weeks after a slow start due to weather. Ellie, you're to my left, so I'll start with you. What has this season meant to you so far, and what have you enjoyed so far?
The season's been pretty good so far. We have broken a lot of records as a team from the past, like, 5 years. We shot under 200 for the first time in a while. And honestly, for me personally, my 18-hole meets have been pretty good, and my 9-hole meets could use some work, but that's all right.
Well, and the first of two Olivias, as I understand, you're more of a newcomer to this team. How have you been welcomed in by this group of upperclassmen, and what have you been trying to do so far to do your best to lower your scores?
Everybody is really sweet on the team, and I've made friends on the team. It's just been a lot very different than what I thought it would be like, but I've made improvements on my score.
Well, then, the second Olivia, you are a returner from last season. How do you think you've gotten better as a golfer this year, and what are some of the ways you've really worked to improve and learn from what you went through last year on the varsity lineup?
I think that some of my improvements have come from a new swing that I got from Coach Tungin, so that has helped me improve a lot, and I just really enjoy the new people on our team.
Well, one of those is Carson, who's had a great season so far. A couple times that you've been near the top of the scorecard as well. What do you enjoy most about golf, and how do you think you've been able to be so competitive this season?
I think my favorite part about golf is, like, even though, like, sometimes you're not doing very good, like, keeping your head up and making friends with the people that you play with is huge. Because, like, I'd rather do bad and have a lot of fun than do good and not have a lot of fun. So I feel like just, like, having that positive environment is very important.
Well, Maggie, I know you very well, of course, through our various conversations in other areas. But this is the one sport that you go out for. And this year you've been really trying to reinforce the scorecard and keep those numbers low, especially as a fifth and sixth score often. What are your thoughts about the season so far? And how have you tried to be a leader as one of the seniors on this team?
Yeah, I think that we've all grown a lot closer this year than I think that we've seen in the past with the Lady Dutch golf team. And I think that that's something that really sets us apart from other teams is that, you know, you don't see people, you know, hanging out outside of golf and really trying to help each other. So I think that that's something that we do well. And I don't know. I mean, I'm older, so you could say that I'm a leader. Like you said, sometimes my score counts, sometimes it doesn't. And that's okay, because I think it's just important to try to boost each other up.
Well, Reagan, you've been at the top of the scorecard most meets, and that's been your career so far over the course of 4 years. And I know you have some big goals coming up this season. How do you think you've improved throughout the year? I know today wasn't your best score of the year, but obviously you've posted some great ones otherwise. And how do you hope to be playing your best golf coming up these next couple weeks?
I've just learned to be more focused. I know in previous years I haven't always done the best because I play too fast or I just don't really think through my shots. And I think this year I've gotten a lot better at that. And obviously some meets I haven't been doing the greatest, but some I have gotten into the low 40s, which is huge for me. And going into next week, I'm hoping either our team or I can possibly qualify for state, but just looking to the rest of this week, just shooting in those 40s again and getting my confidence back up for the qualifying meet.
So we'll go around then for everybody. She kind of alluded to it. What is either a personal goal for you, or how do you hope to contribute to the team knowing that you've got the big postseason meets coming up?
One way that I hope to contribute is just to really figure out my swing again this week. I didn't have a great day, but just to get back into the swing of things and really get a good score.
That's good. My personal goal is probably to have more steady scores, because my scores can go up and down. In some meets I can shoot really well, in some meets I can't, and I just want to make sure that I'm getting, like, steady scores in for the team.
My goal is mainly to get into the higher 40s steady, because I've been getting, like, mid to lower 50s, and that's just, that'll be huge for me.
My goal is to shoot, like, a mid 40 and contribute my part to the team as well as I can in the two spot that I have.
Same thing. I think just contributing high spirits for the team. And I've been pretty consistently, like, getting into the 50s this year. So I think just sticking with that and learning how to chip, because that is kind of a mess right now.
I would say, like I said earlier, just gaining my confidence back in these meets coming up, so next week I can go into it with more confidence than I had today. And just as a leader, being a senior, going to leave, just creating that positive environment so girls want to come back, because I know golf is a sport that not a lot of girls want to do just because it's golf, but like just creating that positive environment so people want to come back and other people want to join and just, yeah, leaving a legacy for the team.
Those are the Pella Girls golfers joining us here following their conference meet. Appreciate your time, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.